Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Maestros. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishdehei and Parak Beis Mishnah Vav. In Parak Beis Mishdehei and Parak Beis Mishnah Vav, we're going to discuss the fact that once food is sold, then that creates a situation where you're no longer allowed to eat that particular crop until the Maaser is separated. That's what we're going to be discussing in these two Mishnayos today. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer l'chaveru, if a person says to his friend, Heilach Isar Zeh, take this Isar, this is like a small type of a coin, take it, v'tein li bo chamesh te'enim, and give me 5 figs in exchange for this Isar. Says the Mishnah, lo yochol ad she'aser, you can't eat these 5 figs until you separated the Maaser. Div Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and he disagrees, no. Ochel achas achas putter. That even if you're paying for 5 figs with this Isar coin, if you're going to eat one by one, you're going to literally get it from the seller, and you're going to take the fig, you're going to eat it, get another one, take that fig and then eat it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you would be potter from separating mice, you'd be allowed to eat it in a snack-like way until you separate the miser and until you actually fully process the item. However, says the Mishnah, Ve'im Tseirev Chayiv, but if they're all given at once, or even 2 to 3 at the same time, then he would be obligated to separate Maaser, and he wouldn't be allowed to eat them any longer in a temporary snack-like fashion. Continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is going to bring a proof to his opinion. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa Beginas Vrad, and there's a story with a rose garden, Jehaisa B'Yerushalayim, that was in Yerushalayim, V'hayu Te'enim Nimkaros Mishalosh Mi'ab Rabbi Izar, and there are people that were selling figs by 3 or 4 at a time for one of these Isar coins. Velo hufresh mimena truma meiser mil, and they didn't separate the truma and the meiser at all. They were giving them one by one, and still they were able to eat them in a snack-like way without separating any of the truma or any of the meiser. So that's the proof to Rabbi Yehuda, says the note, that if you're buying any sort of crops, so you can still eat them in a snack-like way, as long as you're getting them in a one-by-one type of fashion. Continuing now, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer l'chaveir, if a person says to his friend, Heilach Isar Zeh be'eser te'enim sha'avor li. Give me with this, take this Isar coin once again, and give me 10 te'enim, 10 figs that I'll choose. I'll go to the field, I'll pick up which te'enim, which figs I want, and I'll take them from there. Borer v'ochel, says the Mishnah, he can go and he can choose which one he's going to take and eat one by one. Once again, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Namely, you're allowed to take them one by one. So he said he'll take one by one and eat them. And he's allowed to do that in a snack-like way without separating the Maaser. Says the Mishnah Be'eshkol Shavrali, if he says that I want to take a cluster of grapes that I'm going to choose with this Isar coin, Megarger v'ochel, he could pluck them off and eat them. Berimon shavarli, if it's the pomegranate that he wants that I'm going to choose, Poreit v'ochel, he could take each seed one by one, eat them without separating mice, as long as he's eating them in a snack-like way. Bavatiach shavarli, when it comes to a melon that I'm going to take in a that I'm going to choose off the field and pluck them off the field, Sofes v'ochel, there too, he could take them off the field, he could eat them again because it's being done in a snack-like way. And again, these are cases where he doesn't specify which ones. He just says, I'm going to grab them, I'm going to choose which ones I want to take. Aval says the Mishnah, but im amar lo, if he says, be'esrim te'enim elu, that I want these 20 figs, b'shnei eshkolos elu, or these 2 clusters, or b'shnei rimonim elu, or these 2 pomegranates, b'shnei avtichim elu, or these 2 melons, ochel kedarko, he could eat them in a regular way, even 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at the same time. He doesn't have to take them one by one. U'potter, and he's potter from separating the miser until they are fully processed, b'bnei shekonav b'mechubar l'karka, because he acquired them when they were still attached to the ground, and once he've acquired them and they're still attached to the ground, he becomes their owner, and an owner is allowed to eat them in a snack-like way because he's just eating them. In the previous case, it wasn't a situation where he didn't specify, he just said, I want a bunch of figs. So he never came to own them, and therefore he has to take them one by one. But here, he came to own them, he gave the money, and he said, I want these specific clusters, I want these specific dates, I want these specific figs, I want these specific pomegranates, and so on. So when he specifies which ones he wants, then he acquires them at the time when the money is given over, and at that point, he's allowed to eat them in any way that he chooses. Quick review, Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, discuss the case where a person is giving money to someone for five figs or whatever the case may be, and we said that he's not allowed to eat them until he separates Meiser because giving over money, selling and buying something, doesn't allow the snacking to take place anymore and makes you required to separate the miser at that time. But Rabbi Huda was of the opinion, that's how we posit, you can still take one by one because that's still in a snack-like way. Even when you're sold, that's fine as long as they're not combined in that type of way. And Rabbi Huda brings a proof for his opinion. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Vav discussed two different cases. One case where a person gives an Isar coin for different crops, different figs and clusters of grapes and pomegranates and so on, but doesn't specify which ones, just gives over the money and says, I'm going to choose. So in that case, he has to take and pluck them off, and he could eat them before separating the miser and eat them in a snack-like way, but he wouldn't be allowed to take them all at once. He'd have to only take them one by one. But then the Mishnah said that if he takes them and he specifies, he gives over the money and specifies, I want these figs, I want these clusters, I want these pomegranates, and so on, then he would be able to eat them in a regular way, because once he gives over the money and specifies which ones he wants, then at that point he becomes the owner of them, and just like any owner, has the ability to eat them in a snack-like way before Meiser is taken. Have a great day.